2023. I have 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks?
I'd just like to remind everybody that there's an election tomorrow.
Any others? Okay. Start off on our agenda. First order of business we have is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 472611 through 472670, checks number 472668 through 472679, warrants 8201 through 8204, no journal entries or transfers.
Can you restate the check numbers, please?
472611 through 472670. Checks number 472668 through checks number 472679. Of course. Checks number 472611 through checks number 472668. Checks number 472670 through checks number 472679. Warrants 8201 through 8204. Makes more sense.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for July 31st, 2023, and executive session minutes for July 31st, 2023 as well. Any questions on those?
No questions.
I don't have any.
Move to approve the regular minutes for July 31st, 2023. And executive for July 31st, 2023.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Right. Next order of business we have on our agenda, we have the Developmental Connections CDBG grant discussion. Who do we have here this morning representing for that?
We have multiple people here. I think they chose me because I'm the oldest.
Okay. If you would like to come up here, sir, and have a seat at the microphone and state your name and your connection with the Developmental Connections.
My name is Don Ingram. I'm on the Developmental Connections Board and have been for a long time. I'll give you a brief overview of the board. I know all three of you commissioners are new since previously we came here with a grant application, not the one that was turned down last year, but we did one in 2015 that's a similar application that the commission agreed to help us with at that time. The board was formed in 1983 as a result of the vote of the people. There's a tax imposed. It's for the developmentally disabled for the county. As best I recall, I think our initial budget, we had about $200,000 in tax revenue. I think this year it's like $1.1 million, a little over that. In that time frame, we've acquired a substantial amount of property out on East 76. We built Tantone Industries building. That's the sheltered workshop. There have been the original building and two expansions on it. We've built a program building. We have three residential facilities. All of them were obtained by government grants, didn't cost the taxpayers any money. First two were HUD grants. The last one that was done in 2015 was done with an MHDC grant, the same grant that we're asking for here today. The people that did the grant for us in 2015 are here. They're the same ones that did the 2015 grant. Now, they weren't involved in the two previous grants with the HUD projects. Those were totally separate deal. But what we've done, we've over the years, we've probably come to the commission very few times. We're financially stable. We're in good shape financially. We'd like to provide, you know, additional services to the developmentally disabled in the county at minimal or no cost to the board itself. This is going to be through grant monies, through MHDC, and that's kind of the long and short of it. That's the big picture, and we'd really appreciate your reconsideration of the action that I understood that you took previously and not being interested in helping us with this. The 2015 project that we did was kind of phase one in what we planned to do. We planned to do this phase two, which is a 48-unit project. And so this is kind of not a surprise to us. It was a surprise last year that we didn't get the cooperation from the commission, and maybe we just haven't told our story very well. And so that's why we thought we'd come before the commission and see if we could kind of give you a brief overview of what we're doing and then try to answer any questions and lay any concerns that you might have. That's really about all I have. I think Tim Connell maybe had a couple of words to say, and then after that, Leland Grubel, who is assisting us with this grant, will be coming up.
Did you have something, Commissioner Williams?
Hi, I'm Tim Connell from Taney County also and the Developmental Connections Board. One of the things that we were short last year per our group that puts this together was also recommendation letters or letters of support from the community. So I took the time to get on the phone and start this. The one change that we have is, and this is something that we've already visited with the senior board about, as well as some of the veterans groups in the area, of which I believe we have letters of support coming from them, is that now you can't just build a home or apartments for disabled. They want them to be community integrated is the way that they've terminized that. So now this housing will not only be for the disabled, but it will be for seniors and vets as well in the 48-plex that we are looking to develop. And any future apartments or housing that we would try and build in the community will probably have the same thing with it, because a lot of the programs through the Department of Mental Health and others, they do not like to see us compartmentalizing them. And they don't like us having a campus. So they've asked us to start looking at different ways to diversify it. So actually, we would be providing something here free to the county through funds with MHDC that would help us not only in the disabled but also with the seniors and the vets in our community. I have letters of support coming from the city of Hollister, who's represented here today. City Mayor for Branson has agreed to it. I have two veterans groups that are saying they are going to be submitting. And then also Fitzpatrick, who is now, I believe, our auditor, was actually on this board for MHDC before, and he's out of Cassville. It turns out he has a common interest. He has twins with autism. So I had reached out to him probably a year ago after this didn't go last time and asked for his encouragement. He has a letter of support coming from him as well to the group, understanding the programs that we have and everything as well. So the only ones that we're trying to get past in the hurdle is here at the county for understanding what we're trying to do. I believe we have support, though, from everyone else in the community for the housing, if we can get it done.
I think some comments as far as us not being interested in helping, I think that was said by Don or Mr. Ingram. I don't think that the county is not wanting to help and not wanting to be a part of the community with those organizations, those groups. I think last year specifically was thrown on us last minute. We didn't have time to vet it. So I don't want to be confused that we don't want to help the disabled, help the vets.
Sure.
And help the seniors. But please don't misunderstand that at all. Something like that's 100% accurate. So tell me the timeline, whether it be you, Mr. Connell, or anybody else. 2015 is whenever we did approve one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was That was the one completed up there kind of by Jasmine?
It's called St. Street
Apartment. St. Street, okay.
Yeah.
And then do you know what the obligation to the county was on that as far as if anything happened at all, you know what the obligation was?
There is none.
It was $100,000. We were on the hook for $100,000.
Okay.
Do you know what it is on this one?
We're asking for $2.1 million.
So the county is going to be on the hook for $2.1 million. If anything goes wrong, you're going to say nothing's going to go wrong. If anything goes wrong, the county's on the hook for $2.1 million. That's the main difference between the one in 2015, the one last year, and the one proposed now. So please understand, you got to get the whole story, too.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys...
That's why we're here today, is to try and vet that out with you.
Right.
Right.
So...
There's quite a bit more difference than that also.
I was thinking it was like two... Well, there's a lot of other responsibilities that's on the county to provide in order to get those grants.
Yeah.
And so, that being said, I don't know how you guys want to... Do you guys want to start talking about those now, or do we want to still hear from...
We have Leela here with us, and she's the same lady that had coordinated this before for the first phase, and then now is handling the paperwork on the second one.
And not to go back on that, but Mr. Collin, you kind of said that you'd reached out to all these others for letters of support and stuff. I'll make a statement. I hadn't been included in this until July 28th was the first email correspondence that I'd been included in.
Have you been visiting with anyone else over here at the county?
Donna has been trying to reach out with Sheila since May.
Donna, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Donna called and wanted to know if we'd received an application or anything in regard to the grant, and I said, no, not to my knowledge. And this conversation went, I gave her an email address, and I still didn't get it, so I called her. And I said, I've received nothing. Are we supposed to be receiving something? So I gave her another email address. She had my email address. I gave her the commission's email address, so it should go to all three of us plus our employee. It did not come. We received nothing. I checked with her again. I said, I have received nothing. Am I supposed to receive something? And she said, I'll try to send it again. I checked with her IT department, had them to check for, I'd already checked my junk and so forth. I had resigned commissioner check also his, and he had received nothing. So I had IT check all to see if there had been anything sent to us. They said no. I think it's July the 12th. I checked on this when we got Mr. Ingram's email to see when I first received anything on it. When I received it, I started to read it, and there was many pages and stuff. I remembered last year when they came before us the week of or something, and our understanding then is that they were going to want a letter of it, not that we were going to be applying for the grant. A letter is all. And then we discovered when we got it that we were the ones that were actually to apply for the grant. And it was too soon to go over everything. When I received this on July 12th, I sent it to our legal department. I said, would you go over this and tell me what the obligation to the county is? They, in turn, sent our attorney. And that's where we discovered. And yet, I had not actually seen the application. I was told by the first pages that explain it, what it would mean. So then I asked... And then I'll give you time to talk here. Then I asked Donna, I said, can you tell me whether we are the applicant or the sub-applicant? Are we actually applying for the grant? She said, I do not know. She said, but I'll find out for you, and I'll call you tomorrow. The next notice I got was from you. Later, it was followed then by the application where I saw that Taney County was actually the one that was applying for the grant, set up the bank account, and so forth. That's my trail.
Okay. I appreciate that. So to explain the process somewhat, which is what we went through, and I'm not trying to put anybody on short notice because this is a problem that I have to deal with also, is that the Missouri Housing Development Commission did not approve their qualified allocation plan and their notice of funding until July 12th, I believe. which is why you got that email. We were then told that they were going to have a